Good morning. Welcome to my first ever podcast for my business named MyZen. My name is Ashley DeQuattro and I'm an exercise physiologist. I hope this platform brings you lots of education and interest and some humor. I'm going to keep the podcast all raw and unedited. And just a few moments ago, I finished recording what I thought was the best ever first podcast. It was almost 7 minutes long and I forgot to press save. So here we go again. So what is MyZen? MyZen is going to be a platform for girls as a source of inspiration. I'm going to aim to work towards my first YouTube channel, my first podcast channel, and I already have Instagram and Facebook, which you will see. My Facebook is MyZen and my Instagram is MYZEN_AUS, MyZenAUS. And what I hope to be is a platform for girls to look for inspiration and for education. So I'll tell you a bit about my journey. I'm an exercise physiologist and I work in the health sector. I have been an exercise physiologist for about 5 or 6 years now, working as a subcontractor and also for myself with my own business. So I've met lots of different women, men, as patients. I've had lots of experience with all different fields. I used to work in the musculoskeletal field where I would treat many injuries. So back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, bursitis, foot pain, you name it, I treated and managed it. Then I moved over to more so metabolic. So that was mainly weight loss, but my patients also had other conditions that needed attention at the same time as weight loss. So they might have been high risk for a heart attack, or they may have had a stroke. They might have had diabetes, high blood pressure. They may have had PCOS. So there's other factors we had to look at. Now I also work with Moby Healthcare with neurological syndromes and conditions. So my patients may have had Parkinson's disease, or they may have autism or Asperger's syndrome, or they may have had a stroke or a brain injury. So besides that, I also run a few different businesses. So now I finally understand, I have a good grip on reality on how much time is actually available in the day to spend on your lifestyle. So I'm going to use this platform as a space to be real with you girls. So I know too well myself when you can get caught in the midst of following all these Instagram models and Instagram fitness gurus, and they seem like everything is so ideal and so easy. And you know, you look at their pages and they're just full of big boobs and big booties, and it is just so unrealistic for the average person. And it does nothing for me, but put me in a negative headspace. It decreased my confidence and made me feel like everything I wasn't doing wasn't enough, because to look like them girls, and you know, my hat's too off to them because they've obviously worked damn hard, but the average person doesn't have all day to work at a gym, doesn't have all day to spend a few hours making the lunch look pretty and filming it, or they don't have all day to, you know, photograph and video themselves and work out 3-4 times a week, a day, and just be in that mindset, because a lot of us are mums, or we've got full-time jobs or multiple jobs. And I feel like no matter how much we do exercising once or twice a week, it's going to take a very, very, very long time. Sorry, once or twice a week doesn't make sense. But I just felt like following them girls is no good. I've seen my own clients, you know, go from a size 16 to a size 8, and they feel like they haven't achieved their goals because they don't look like the girl that they're following on Instagram, which distorts our minds so much and is totally not healthy. And I just think there needs to be more education, especially for the girls of Sydney, who girls can follow as a source of motivation and education, and a platform where if girls are looking to get healthy, this is it. You know, I'm going to provide education. I'm going to provide a source of motivation, quick ways to exercise. So as an exercise physiologist, I have knowledge in a lot of broad spaces. So my platform will be a source of health from the inside and out. And I'll be speaking and videoing topics such as, you know, how to improve your ankle stability if you roll your ankles, what shoes to wear to the gym, how to create a balanced meal, the importance of sleep and how much you should be getting, hydration, how much we should be getting, just everything from healthy eating to vitamins to minerals to exercise to stretching to preventing injuries, just absolutely everything that you need to improve your lifestyle will be able to be found on my channel. And everything will be completely free to access. All my content, all my podcasts, YouTube, all my information, because I want to empower as many girls as possible. Of course, you can see me one-on-one, but that's not what this is about. This is about spreading the message to girls about how to be as healthy as you can be. And you know, when I was younger, when I was at my fittest, and I haven't been back there. I'm turning 27 soon, and when I was 19 and 20 and I was at uni, all I was doing was studying, exercising, eating well, meal prepping, photographing my meals, videoing my videos. I had that time, and I was like one of them Instagram fitness gurus who had so much time to spend their entire life on Instagram showing people how to get fit, but it's just not realistic anymore. And I understand when people say, I don't exercise every day because I don't have the time. When I was 19 and 20, I thought that was a complete ridiculous excuse. But fast forward a few years, and I run my own business. I run about 3 or 4 of them now. And by the time you get up in the morning, which is when I exercise, because if I don't exercise in the morning, it doesn't happen. But you get to work, you answer calls, you know, you book jobs in, you pay invoices, you order products, you speak to clients, you manage events, you organize events, you see clients one-on-one, you write reports. There's just so many to do as a business owner and running multiple businesses. I just realized to myself that I'm not the same person I was 7 years ago. I don't have the amount of time available. I'm growing up. I'm an adult now. So I'm just trying to get my shit together, and I hope I can empower you girls to also do that for yourself, because you don't, just because you don't exercise 6 days a week and you don't have Instagram-worthy meals every single day doesn't mean that you can't be fit. You can achieve so much in the, you know, your backyard by doing simple exercises and eating clean. Doesn't have to be fancy. As long as you're educated and you're motivated about how to get healthy the proper way, you will get there. There's no fast way to lose weight. There's no fast way to, you know, get 10 centimeters off your stomach before a cruise that you're going to go to in 3 weeks' time. It's all about slow, steady lifestyle changes. And that's what I want to show the world the most, is that being healthy is a lifestyle. It's not a fad. It's not to look good for the sake of it. You have to feel good. And what I teach my clients is, once you're healthy, once you're having the right amount of water, once you're sleeping well, you're exercising well, you're giving your body nutrients, you become healthy. And a side effect of being healthy is the weight loss. So our goal is to be healthy. Our goal is not to lose the weight. Once you have that mindset shift, everything else falls into place. So I'll just finish off with my business name. MyZen, a lot of people wonder, what the heck does MyZen mean? So if you break up the two words into my and into Zen, the meaning of Zen is to be calm and to be peaceful. And once your body is working in a state of healthiness, your body is calm and peaceful, and you have so much control over your thoughts and your mind and your body. So this is all about finding my Zen, and I want to help you find your Zen as well. So basically, that's how I came up with my Zen. And yeah, that's basically it. So as I said before, running multiple businesses, I don't have time to edit podcasts for 3-4 hours or however long it takes. I don't know. If I stuff up when I speak, hey, I'm human. And if you want me to focus on any other topics while I, you know, create my YouTube and my podcast, just send me a DM or Facebook link. And now I feel like I'm just rambling on, so I'm going to cut it short now. I'm sitting in the car about to do my gym workout, which I'll hopefully film a little bit of that. And yeah, that's it. Welcome to MyZen's first podcast, and I hope I don't delete this one by accident. Speak to you soon.